The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is working to help keep you and your community safe from the threat of novel or new coronavirus. Take the following everyday steps to help avoid the spread of all respiratory viruses. Wash your hands often with soap and water for at least 20 seconds. Cover your cough or sneeze with a tissue. Throw the tissue away and then wash your hands. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects or surfaces, such as remote controls and doorknobs. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. And stay home if you are sick. Call your healthcare provider if you develop fever, cough, or difficulty breathing. For more tips, visit cdc.gov.
Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, welcome to the show. This is the Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. I'm your host, pop art painter Jamie Rocks, and this is the big show. You found it. I sure am glad you did. I am very, very excited because, you know, it's a Friday. No, not just because it's a Friday. Actually, it's weird. I work for myself, so the weekend to me is like a Tuesday, so it's not I don't get excited about weekends. But I am excited today for the show because we've got a fantastic guest from a brand new movie that is not even out yet. It's coming out in a couple weeks here, September the 1st. The movie is called Widow's Point, and our guest today is Caitlin E. Newberry. Caitlin,
hello.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm excited. Caitlin, just off the bat, you are a fantastic actress. I loved you in the film. I loved the film too. It was one of those ones that got me. I had to keep the lights on a little extra long that night, which is a good thing. I tell you, I'm all set for these types of movies. We just installed, my wife installed them in our bedroom. Now we've got one of those voice activated things now hooked up. Our lights in there, so you can be in the bed and all snuggled in and tucked in. And then tell it to turn the lights out, and it will.
That's
pretty neat, I think. So that was good after watching this film. Now, you're a fantastic actress. You're in all kinds
Thank
of
you.
Things. And I saw on your internet movie database, I'm in South Florida. I'm not in Ohio. Apparently, you're like a megastar in Ohio for the lottery or something.
Yeah, I am the face of one of the games out here. Yeah.
That's fantastic. Let me ask you, though, we're going to get into the film here in a second. I really enjoyed this film. But I wanted to find out, now you've been in a whole host of indie movies and different things and whatnot. You're living the dream. Did you always, when you were a younger girl and whatnot, did you know thespian was in the cards for you? I mean, was that kind of the plan? Uh-huh. Or
not even
did acting...
a little bit.
Really?
It was a complete accident. Yeah, I actually was leaning more toward, I knew I wanted to be in the entertainment industry or like an artist or whatever. I wasn't really sure what medium I wanted to go with. I was doing music for a while, and that's actually the reason I ended up in Ohio. I'm actually a Buffalo native. And I was working with some people out here on some music, and one thing led to another. I signed with a talent agency. I had interest from an agent out in LA to be an actor, but they wanted me to move there. And I declined because I had never acted before. I was like, well, that sounds like a real bad idea. so I stayed in Ohio to see if I even liked it, and I did. So now I live in Georgia.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
There's a ton of, I tell you that Ohio River Valley, I know a ton of people in Cincinnati of all places that you know, you wouldn't think offhand, but man, there's a ton of creative people that, I don't know if there's something in the water out there, or maybe they nip over to Kentucky every once too often, but I'm kidding. Don't send me emails, folks. For those who don't know, the booze is stronger on the Kentucky side of the river. It's true. Last time I was there, I bought some vodka, put it in the freezer to keep it cold, and it froze. I was like, this is weird. But anyway, there's a ton of creative people there, and so it doesn't surprise me that things – what type – I got to know, because I'm a – not only am I a movie super fan, I'm not in the movie business by any means. I'm that guy that has the backyard theater and makes my friends watch subtitle movie. You know, I'm that guy. But I'm also really into music. What type of music did you were you doing?
So we were doing – it was almost like – it was like pop rock kind of. If you've ever heard of the band Mushroom Head, I was working with the lead singer and the bass – he's now the bass player, Ryan Farrell. So I was working with them, and they were super supportive. Honestly, like, I would not be where I am today if it hadn't been working with them and seeing – artists like them work and hustle. They're pretty incredible.
That's awesome. That is, and that leads to something that, that people who listen to my show know that I've always I'm always going on about. There's this mythology in our country that you know, whether it's you're doing music or movies or whatever, you know, that you're going to be doing whatever it is you're doing. Some big shot will come in and see what you're doing and say, that's brilliant. Here's a bunch of money. Write you a check. And next thing you know, you're in a private plane dating models and going to fab parties. Every successful person I know in any kind of entertainment, that isn't the case. They all work. They've got that hustle going. And it sounds like that's exactly what you guys doing. What happened with you, Caitlin. Katie Lynn, what am I saying? Caitlin. Anyway, I don't know. I don't even know how to talk today. But yeah, this is cool, man. This is cool. So you started acting and working on films and stuff. Because you not only are act, you do all kinds of other stuff with film too, right?
I mostly act. I've helped write a couple, like, smaller projects, but I haven't done anything like with a budget behind it besides acting.
I gotcha. I got to tell you, the first movie set, now see, in my mind, when I'm talking to filmmakers and people in the movie business, it's all very glamorous in my mind. I envision Caitlin, you know, having a trailer and riding in a golf cart to do her scene and then back to the trailer and, you know, lounging in a fabulous gown, eating bonbons when she's not on set, you know, working. But then I was visiting a friend of mine in all places in Cincinnati, and they were shooting an independent film. Apparently there's a Bigfoot there called a grass monster or something. They were making a film about it.
And, oh, I know what you're talking about.
An independent film. Yeah. And so I got to be on set, and I thought, oh, how cool is this, you know? It really wasn't that glamorous at all. I had a rude awakening.
And
it seemed like everybody was doing everything. Yeah, man.
Yeah, it's hard work.
And, the lady that was directing this, I thought she was channeling Stanley Kubrick there for a while. We got to do it again. I'm like, you've done it 25 times. Are you kidding me? But with digital filming, right, you're not using film, like, traditional film, you can do those retakes a little easier. Very cool, man. Now, how did Gregory Lambston, how'd you get involved with him on Widow's Point? How did this all come about?
So I'm a Buffalo native, and he was somebody that I was following because I didn't know of many directors out in the Buffalo area, and my parents are still out there, so to be able to go out to Buffalo and film a movie, that's like, I don't know, it's kind of cool. I get to like see my family and work and do what I love and whatever. So I had followed him, and he had posted a casting call somewhere. And like, I knew his previous work. I knew what Johnny Gruesome was and everything. And I thought it was really amazing.
Oh yeah.
So he was somebody that I wanted to work with, because I do love doing horror. I like doing other stuff as well, but there's like a place in my heart for for horror. So he posted the casting call, and I submitted he sent me all the material and everything, which was really well written. The audition material was really, really well written, and it was really in depth. I had a very good idea of who Rosa was right off the bat without even seeing the script. So that's kind of how I got involved, and, you know, I got cast, and we had many extensive talks before I ended up out in Buffalo on set, which was kind of nice.
He's awesome. I had him on the show when Joni Grissom came out, and he cracks me up. He's hilarious, but very serious too. That's a weird combination. You know what I mean? And he knows his stuff. He really does. It's amazing. Let me ask you this, because my wife, Danny, she is a ghost show nut. When she's not watching what I call murder shows on the ID network, and yes, ID Net Discovery, you can send me a check, that's fine. But she watches those, man. I think I've seen every crime done to women, like, just walking through the room. But when she's not watching those shows, she's watching these ghost shows, you know?
Yeah.
And matter of fact, we were going to go on a bunch of ghost weekend vacations here in South Florida, of Florida, actually, before the pandemic hit. And so I got a reprieve, because I got to tell you, I'm a little bit of a skeptic. But at the same time, if I was at a place where something like untold happened and weird and strange, you know, and books are flying across the room, I would be a terrible ghost hunter, because I would leave. I would be like, nope, I'm done. I'm out. Do you watch these shows and whatnot?
No, I don't. I have had paranormal experiences, though, because that was something that I was really, really into when I was growing up. I've always been into, like, horror and, like, ghost stories and stuff like that. And, like, me and my friends would, like, pretend to ghost hunt, but a couple times, like, we actually experienced things. So, yeah, I've never watched any of these shows.
Oh, my gosh. I said, see what happens? And it's a ghost from Buffalo.
Right?
So you know it's a tough ghost, too. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Right.
He ain't messing around.
He knows how to deal with the winter out there.
It's not some little girl playing jacks. Yeah, he knows how to shovel, man. For those who don't know, Buffalo's beautiful. Try going there about February. Oh, my. Learn about lake effect snow and all of that. It's
bad idea. So cold.
It is super cold. I went to college in Boston, and I grew up in Detroit, and so we would cut across the Canada there, back and forth to visit parents and stuff, you know, and come out right there at Buffalo when we crossed back into the States. And we used to drive through there all the time. It's but not in the winter, because it's bad, baby. It's
cold.
A lot of snow.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool, man. Well, this film, for those who don't know, and I don't want to give anything away, it's not even out yet, but it's really cool. And I got to tell you, the ending, man, oh, boy. Craig Sheppard, you know, I didn't expect that. You know what I mean? What a performance. But you too in this. This was very, very cool. And you play, I don't think I'll give anything away, but Caitlin plays it's, you know, about a guy, and he's in this haunted lighthouse, and he's either going to prove that there's some weird stuff that's been happening, or there's not, you know, one of those type of deals. And, you know, we're all like, well, of course there's not, you know, but maybe, you know what I mean? Anyway, Caitlin, your character runs all the equipment. You know, woo, baby, it was, I'm telling you, this film got to me. Now it comes out, September 1st, 101 Films. How cool is that, man? Another one. You got another one. Well, you filmed this a couple of years ago, right?
A year and a half, 2 years ago, somewhere around there, I think.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
That's one of the things I learned doing the show is I'll talk to actors like yourself and film people about their film, and they're like, well, you know, we filmed that a year and a half ago. I've done 13 things since. So they have to kind of think back a little bit on the experience, you know, because movie time is different than real time.
Oh, for sure.
And this is live. Well, that's cool, man. Was this a long shoot? Was it, did it take some time? And was it done pretty quickly?
I think I was on set a week and a half or 2 weeks.
That's pretty long.
Craig was obviously on set for much longer than I was. He had a lot, there was a lot more coverage for him. But honestly, it was one of my favorite sets to be on. I loved the cast. I loved working with Craig, and Dominic was also really incredible. The crew was also amazing. Greg was incredible to work with. He's so prepared. He knows exactly what he wants. I never had any questions about what I was doing. I always knew what I was doing. So he was really, really great to work with. Plus, like, I got to go back to Buffalo and eat Buffalo food, which, like, beef on wick and stuff like that. So that was pretty great.
Right.
Pretty happy about that.
That's awesome. And when you're doing, you know, you're shooting in that area and whatnot, you can, you know, call up mom and dad and say, hey.
Yeah, I got to see my family. I actually stayed with them, which was really nice.
Equipment out of my room. Yeah, you can sleep in a bed that you're used to.
Yeah,
very
I was
cool.
Really happy
very
to be
cool.
able to see them.
Well, then they've got to be proud, too. Here's a little girl. I mean, yeah, she's the face of the lottery game and whatnot, and that's, which is awesome. You know, not as awesome as winning the lottery. No, I'm kidding. but, you know, you've had all the success and whatnot, and then she gets to come home and see them, and she's also working at the same time. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
I imagine they were pretty happy.
Well, my dad's a big
fan. Let me ask you this.
Fan, so.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Me too. That was one of those ones growing up, man, that, you know, you just watch a lot. And I was trying to find it there. I don't know, a few months back, I was trying to find it when all this, you know, when we all became experts on streaming and Roku's and whatnot and PlayStation's, I was trying to find it for my wife because she's not, I don't, my wife's weird, man. She is just weird. She can watch 10 hours of a Tiger King or a murder show or ghost shows or whatnot. Then I'm like, hey, let's watch this film. She goes, oh, I don't know if I can handle watching a film for 2 hours. You know, I'm like, you just sat last night for 8, you know, watching, you know, the 90 Day Fiance. That's another one. Oh, my God, I can't handle it. or Catfish. How is that even a thing? Anyway, showing my age, I guess. But this was cool, man. This was a cool film. Nightbreed's a great film, too. If you can find it, folks, watch that. Check out. Watch that and then watch this, too, because Craig is fantastic in both. He's got this. That is very cool. So you knew, you going into this with your character, Caitlin, that you're like, okay, I can watch all the I can be the techie girl, the, you know, attractive, smart tech girl, you know. She's like, I've got it down.
Yeah. Rosa definitely carries herself a little bit differently than I do. She definitely commands a room when she walks in a little bit more than I do. We've got some similarities, but we're very, very different people.
I hear you. I tell you, now, did you keep anything from the set? Did you keep that creepy doll? That thing, turned up to 10.
I kept a couple of the dresses that I wore. They let me keep a couple of those.
So
that was kind of cool.
See,
but none of the cool props.
Gotcha. I tell you, she wouldn't let me in the house if I brought that thing in here. I remember a couple years ago, this was right before we got our dog, my best friend, Mei Ling. We rescued this Shar Pei puppy. And right before, the day before we picked her up, I was at a thrift store and I found one of those old ventriloquist dummies, you know, that wears the tuxedo and it's got the monocle and everything. And I'm like, well, this guy's cool. He's coming home. So I bought him. He was, I don't know, like $20 or something. And she told me, she's like, okay, you got a choice to make. And I'm like, what are you talking about? She's like, you can get the wrinkly dog, but the dummy's got to go, or you can keep the dummy and not get the dog. I'm like, oh, I'll get the dog. Yeah, I don't know what happened to him. He got, he went to another thrift store. $20 I threw away. Oh my gosh. Well, this is cool, man. So you excited? This is coming out September 1st, and you know, it's going to be everywhere, right? It's going to be all on video on demand and all the big stores and whatnot. Oh, cool. That's awesome. Now, are you working? I know film folk sometimes can't talk about stuff till T's are crossed and I's are dotted and all of that. Is there any projects that are coming out that you can talk about that you can mention in addition to
Well, I have a couple. I've got a couple that are coming out in 2021. I've got one called Straight Jacket that's coming out. It's not a horror. It's a drama. I play an addict, which is very, very, very different character. And you kind of just see struggles with addiction, not just with my character, but with another one, which is, it was a lot of fun to film. And then I've got another one called The Crickets Dance that will be out. I worked with Bill Oberst on a film called something to do with puppets. The working name was Handy Dandy, but it has since changed. But Bill Oberst,
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yes, yes. So him and I did this other movie out in Savannah called The Crickets Dance, which is based off of a book again, which is, you know, that's kind of a neat trend, I guess. So him and I, it takes place in modern time and then again in the 1800s, and him and I play in the 1800s, and it was a really cool experience. We worked in this old plantation home. They had a horse and buggy on set. The wardrobe was insane, so that was really cool. And then I just wrapped on a film called Pretty Metal, which is about an all-girl pop band that decides to do metal instead. So that was pretty cool.
Nice. Well, you know, you are just fantastic, turned up to 10 and whatnot. And I was just looking, we're going to be adding a link to your website too on the page. I was just checking it out.
Oh, cool. Thank you.
Man, what a cool, and you got to be a mermaid. Look at that. I'm looking at the pictures right now.
I still have that fin.
She's like, there's nothing going on this Saturday. I'm being a mermaid today. Why not? Like, believe me. Nobody on TikTok is a mermaid. Well, that's not
that's might true.
Be. I don't know. I like that leopard print one there, too. Wow, that's a hell of a dress.
Thank you.
Very cool. Very cool. Well, you've got all kinds of stuff happening, and that's fantastic. You know, I know that you're wicked busy. I'm going to let you go here. Because we're right up against it. But I just want to tell you, you're doing a lot of these today, I'm sure. That's the word I got. But I want to tell you, in case nobody else has, keep doing what you're doing, Caitlin. You're wicked good at it. And, you know, man, you're doing it. How cool is that? There's got to be, you know, it's got to blow your mind a little bit. You wake up every morning and you're like, yeah, I got all these movies coming out. How about that?
I definitely didn't expect to be an actor. Yeah, this has kind of happened one day, and I've just kind of been riding it to see where it will take me. Because, like I said, it wasn't an ambition. It was just like something I was like, it would be cool if, and I just kind of have stuck with it. We'll see what happens, you know?
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. You know, I'm sure I'll have you back on the show real soon because, you know, you're working, baby. You're working. You got a lot going on. Movies, the promoing movies and whatnot. Very, very cool. Well, good luck with that. Final question before I let you go. Are you still doing your music? Or is that kind of just on the back burner now?
So I'm not. It's on the back burner. I'd like to get back into it, but we'll just see where things go. It's obviously very different than what I'm doing now. It's a much more personal process. So we'll see. If I do, I might not release anything. It might just be for myself, just like a cathartic way to, you know, but we'll see. We'll see what happens.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, cool. Well, let me know, you know, let's keep in touch. You know, have a super day. And thank you so much for taking time out of your schedule to be on the show. I really appreciate
it. Thank you.
You brought.
I appreciate you.
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, we're going to let Caitlin get on with her interviews, folks. That's how they do it in you know, these film people in Hollywood and whatnot. There's you got 15 to do today, you know. And we'll let her get on with that. Really appreciate that. And, folks, we will be back on Tuesday. We got the weekend off. And I was just watching the news at lunchtime when I took my lunch. And apparently we have a hurricane coming this way, you know,
oh,
or it's a storm. It's a tropical storm now, and it's going to be a hurricane. I thought I was going to have a lazy weekend. Looks like I'm putting all of our outdoor furniture back in. I don't even know why I take it down. I should just, for hurricane season, put it up and leave it up, and there we go. But it looks terrible. I like having all the stuff out. Anyway, that's what I'm going to be doing. So, folks, get ready, and on the 1st of September, so you guys can remember, because I know you got a million things happening, I'm talking to listeners now, I will be posting on all my social media and blogs and all of that website. I'll be reminding you guys when Widow's Point, the movie comes out, so you got to, you know, you're going to want to check this out, you're going to want to buy it, and you know, if Caitlin is in a con or they got her, you know, when they start having these again, you know, anyway, you can meet her or whatever. Take your copy of them. Go buy the actual copy of Widow's Point and take it. Get her to sign it. And you never know. You might fall on hard times or something. Then you just go to Las Vegas. You go into the Pawn Stars and you can say, hey, I got a copy of Widow's Point here. You know, the fantastic supernatural thriller. And it's signed by Caitlin E. Newbery. And they'll say, brilliant, here's, you know, $10,000 for it, and everything will be fine. You'll save the day. It'll be wonderful. Cool, folks. We will see you next time. Have a good one. And Widow's Point, that's the film. Very cool, Caitlin. Have a great day.
Thank you, too.
This has been pop art painter Jamie Rocks's Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. It has been executive produced by Jamie Rocks, recorded at his studio in Deerfield Beach in South Florida. All rights reserved by Pop Rocks Limited for broadcast on Blog Talk Radio.
Tana Oli, Pop Rocks Radio.
Estás escuchando Jamie Rocks de Pop Rocks Radio. Manténganse al tanto.
Hej, det här är Hicks från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rocks Radio med Jamie Rocks.
Blog Talk Radio.